The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. On the phone, I have Terrence A. Gross. He is an injury attorney here in Pensacola. Go to grossandschuster.com or you can give him a call, 850-434-3333. Mr. Gross, are you on the phone with me? Did I get you in here?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here there. And glad to be here once again, Jake.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So have you had a good week so far? What's going on in your world?
Oh, just a little bit of everything, but you know, always come with a preconceived topic. But if anybody wants to call in during the show with an injury question or wants to text you, how could they do that?
That number is 850-437-1620. You can call or text, and we can get you right here on the show.
And don't be afraid to interrupt me, because when they text you, I don't know it. I know you're very polite, but just you can interrupt me. But
I will.
I do always come up the topic, and I want to get back to this whole board certification as a lawyer, because it's way different than doctors. I've said this before. The reason I'm talking about this, by the way, is I'm now renewing again. I've been board certified since 1993. Every 5 years, you have to prove that you still qualify, and so and re-up. And I'm in the midst of doing that. There are over 100,000 lawyers in the state of Florida now. I think there's 110,000, 120,000 lawyers in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Around only 1,000 are board certified civil trial lawyers. Only 1,000. Other 1,000, I bet you a good percentage of them are actually insurance company lawyers, lawyers that represent only insurance companies. And then there are some lawyers that are, it's civil trial law. So, you know, if you are a condominium lawsuit lawyer or something like that, a securities lawyer, you would also get board certified in civil trial law, but you're not doing personal injury. So how many of the 1,000 are plaintiffs' personal injury lawyers? My guess is probably only 500. So there's probably only 500 in the whole state of Florida that are personal injury plaintiffs' lawyers, and I've been board certified since 1993. Now, with doctors, not to make light of them, because doctors certainly do a valuable thing for everybody, and also their education is tremendous and what they have to go through. But on board certification, I've taken depositions of young doctors. They've been out, you know, 1, 2, 3 years from medical school. And they proudly say, oh, by the way, I'm board certified. And they go, what? And because it's so different when it comes to being a lawyer, because it's so hard to be a lawyer. So here are some of the criteria that must be met in order to be a board certified civil trial lawyer in the state of Florida. First, you have to have 15 jury trials. And they have to be personal injury. They can't be criminal, because a lot of times people, you know, they start off at the public defender's office, they start off the state attorney's office, and of course you get a lot of trials there in the criminal scenario. But civil trials are few and far between. If you interviewed all our judges right now, if you have a judge that goes to church with you, if one of your neighbors is a judge, they will tell you that probably 90% of their courtroom work is criminal, and then comes divorce, and lastly, personal injury. So these judges probably only hear 3 to 5 personal injury cases a year, each judge, and they have divisions, so they don't all hear personal injury cases. So like in Escambia County, there's only 3 judges that are hearing circuit court personal injury cases right now. 3 of all the judges we have, we probably have a dozen judges. Some are hearing juvenile, and some are probate, and some are family law and criminal law. So there aren't that many trials. So I usually say only 1% of all personal injury cases go to trial. So getting 15 jury trials under your belt takes a while. So for me, I became a lawyer in 79. I started doing personal injury probably in a small way in 81, in a big way by 1985. And by 1993, I had 15 jury trials, and that's when I got board certified. So the first requirement is 15 jury trials, and there's many lawyers that have been practicing 10, 15, 20 years that have nothing close to the 15 jury trials.
Real quick.
Next.
Sorry to interrupt, but real quick, just famously, O.J. Simpson, of course, passed away recently, and that got me thinking, and a lot of other people, I think, are probably wondering the same thing, because he was famously acquitted of the criminal charges, but was held liable for civil damages. So how does that work? What is the distinction there? How can somebody be acquitted of a crime but guilty civil?
Yeah, but it's a totally different standard. So any criminal case is beyond the exclusion of any reasonable doubt. Any reasonable doubt is the standard in a criminal law, because you're talking about somebody going to jail, or maybe somebody getting the death penalty. So it's a much greater standard for a prosecutor in civil trial. It's not simple, but if you could tip the scales 51% to 49%. It's the greater weight of the evidence standard. So that's what it is in Florida. That's what it is in most states. So it's a lesser standard, but there's also a different jury, different lawyers, and so forth. And maybe that's why you got two different verdicts. But probably the biggest reason was it's a different standard of proof than whatever.
Okay.
But getting back to what I do, so the requirements for board certification. Next, you also have to pass another bar exam. And this bar exam is way different than the initial one. So, and again, the first bar exam you take to be a lawyer is tough. It's a very tough. It's tough because you have to know a smattering. You have to know a little bit about every aspect of the law. So there's a property question. There's a contracts question. There's a civil procedure question. There's a con law question. There's a criminal law question. There's a personal injury. So you don't wills and estates. So you have to know a smattering of everything. But on the board certification for civil trial law, you have to know a lot about very specific areas and as personal injury. So you would have, remember you have to be able to intelligently discuss the sovereign immunity law. You have to discuss the proposal for settlement law. You have to discuss joint and several liability. How does a seatbelt defense work in personal injury cases? So some very esoteric laws, the collateral source rule, all these technical things that a general practitioner really doesn't know, and a young lawyer just getting out of law school would not know. So it was a very grueling exam in and of itself. And then you have to get recommendations from two circuit judges and I believe six other lawyers and so forth. So at the end of the day, it's very difficult to become board certified. And in this geographic area, there's only a handful of us that are board certified civil trial lawyers that are representing injured people. There's only a handful of us. And by the way, the Florida Bar says the only type of lawyer that could tell the people and advertise that they are experts and use the word expert is a board certified lawyer. Because I see billboards up here and I'm going, who the heck is that? These young lawyers got law school. They decide, you know what? I'm going to open my own office. Then they get a website and they start putting up a few billboards and whatever. And hoping to get some business. And so anybody can put up a sign and says, I represent injured people. Here's my phone number. And they got a nice picture and whatever. They're allowed to do that. And that's fine. But they can't say, I am an expert in personal injury law. Even if the young lawyer is only handling personal injury cases, which they're probably not doing. Young lawyers tend to do a lot of different things. Board certification is the only, you have to be board certified by the Florida Bar to legally say you are an expert.
Yeah, because all of that stuff you have to go through, I mean, just how long it takes to get 15 civil trials under your belt. I mean, you're going to have a lot of knowledge built up by then. So that makes sense.
Yeah. So with me and back in the day, back when I was a young lawyer, I probably averaged 3 civil jury trials a year.
Wow.
And now I probably average about one every 3 years. So because they put in rules, to decrease the number of trials, we had the loser's pay rule. If you get rear-ended and you bring a claim against an insurance company, but yet you don't prevail in court, you, the injured person who got rear-ended, could end up owing the insurance company for the defendant tens of thousands of dollars for not prevailing. So we had the loser's pay rule in Florida. People don't know that. It's pretty sobering.
Yeah.
Then we also have mandatory mediation. There's not one circuit judge in this area that's even going to give you a trial date. They won't even give you a trial date unless you sign off and tell the judge, yes, we've already been to mediation. And of course, at mediation, you know, it's like 3 to 4 hours. These are trained mediators. They're experts at trying to make both sides second guess themselves and trying to meet somewhere in the middle. I give you example after example. When I was a young lawyer, I'll never forget this. I went to trial with a defense lawyer that later on became a federal judge, by the way. But I went to trial with him, and I wanted $15,000. That's what I thought the case was worth back then. This is, you know, this is the early 80s, and he offered me $11,000. And we went to trial over that. The jury gave me $43,000, so I did win. But that would never happen today. There's no way in heck anybody, you'd probably settle for 13. How can you call it that close? And then now, you know, probably, I don't know what I spent on that case, probably to go to trial back then. You know, it probably cost me $2,000 or $3,000 to go to trial. The last trial just had, and it wasn't any big, you know, multi-class action trial. It's just a standard, you know, one injured party in a car wreck. I spent $37,000 on my last trial that I had about a year and a half ago. So at the end of the day, this is what it is.
Wow.
So, you know, there's just less trials around. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the judges, and some judges make you mediate twice. There's one judge out there that if there's been enough time that has gone by since your first mediation, they'll order you go back again. And a skilled mediator is pretty good about making both sides blink, you know. Because back in the old days, if there was a lawyer I didn't like, for instance, sometimes we never even discussed butting. I mean, it was sort of just egos, you know, just head butting and whatever. But trials were pretty frequent. And but that was before we had the loser's pay rule. That was before we had mediation and so forth. Hmm. So, anyway, I just reapply and hopefully I'll be approved again, and I presume I will be. And you know, it just I feel like I'm in a very, you know, rare group of being board certified. While we still got a minute or two, there's another rating, because some of these lawyers out there, they talk about, well, I'm a super lawyer, I'm this and that and the other. Well, I'm a super lawyer too. But I don't know how I got it. I think they somehow just looked at my resume or looked me up online or something. The next thing I know, oh, you're a super lawyer. And they're really trying to sell you a plaque or advertising that you could advertise. But I didn't do anything. It didn't ask me about my trials. It didn't ask me about anything. So I just don't really give it much credence. But there is the most age old way. And I do this all the time. If I have to get a lawyer that's out of state, because every now and then I'll have a client that maybe had a car wreck in Delaware. So it's a Delaware case, but they live here. They were visiting their aunt in Delaware, had a car wreck up there, came down here, they're treating them here. So I take the case, but if I can't settle, then I got to find me a Delaware case. And I'm like anybody else, I'm Googling, but I'm looking for all these things. But another universal way of rating lawyers is through Martindale Hubbell. Martindale Hubbell is an age-old legal, they print books and stuff, but it's a rating system, and you're rated by your peers. And the highest rating they give is AV, and it's called AV. And they have, it's just, you know, there's a BV rating, which is less, and and so forth. But you know, I think I forget what the A and B stand for, but basically, short story is it's your highest rating. I'm glad to say that I'm AB rated.
Nice.
So it's very rare to have someone that's board certified and AB rated. And, you know, I've been doing this for 45 years, and I live and breathe this stuff, and I guess, you know, the accolades are coming. There's another rating system out there. It's rather new, and it's more of the, I think young people use it a lot more, and it's called AVO, A-V-V-O, another rating system, and it's a 1 to 10 rating system. So, obviously, the highest a lawyer could get on their system is a 10, and I'm proud to say I'm also a 10 on that. So I think when people are Googling, they should look at some of these things, and they should also look at the reviews. And I think what we're starting to see is more and more people, nobody uses the phone book anymore,
right.
Sad to say.
Yeah.
I do get people saying, hey, I heard you on the radio. I heard you on 1620. I heard you on Jake's show. And I do
get
great.
That.
And, I do. I get people that listen.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very small but loyal audience out there. And when I get those people, it's so funny, Jake, because when I get somebody that's heard me on the radio, they already know me. They feel like they know me because I've talked about personal things. They know I fish and they know all kinds of things about me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get time to show my contracts, they go, Mr. Gross, I trust you already. You've already told me what's in there. I'm not going to read one word of this. Where do I sign? And that's a typical radio person that they feel it's not like they're getting me from a billboard or a TV ad. It's they've been listening to me for years on any radio station, wherever one I'm on.
Right.
And it's not like I have to sell myself or anything. They're already and they're smiling because they recognize my voice.
Right.
I'll tell you a quick story, Jake. I was in Joe Patty's about 5 years ago, and I started talking to the lady. I think the cashier. I was just talking to her, and the guy behind me taps me on the shoulder. And goes, are you Terry Gross? I go, well, yes. He goes, I've never met you, never seen you, but I know your voice from the radio.
Right.
So that's how powerful the radio is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it really is. Do have a text in here. Michael was wanting to know, have you ever lost a case? Do you keep track of how many you win versus how many you've lost? Do you have like a score going?
Well, yeah, I do, more or less. I don't know that I've counted the losses, but in 45 years, if I haven't lost a case, that would mean I'm not really trying any cases. But I have probably in 45 years, maybe lost about 8 cases, I guess,
wow,
over time. And I don't know how many I've handled, but I'm sure I've handled over 10,000 in 45 years.
Wow.
There are cases you can lose. Some, you know, I mean, there's some that you just get too deep in and you just got to go for it. The last case we tried, the last one I tried here in Escambia County, I lost it, but it wasn't a surprise. I knew it. I knew we had some problems and mm-hmm. we were just trying to, you know, we just got too deep in it and there was nowhere to go. And the insurance company didn't offer us any way out. There was no escape route. And we had to go to court and just hope to win. And it didn't happen.
Mm, yeah. But batting average is doing pretty well over the last 45 years.
I would hope so. I would hope so. And, you know, there are lawyers. If you talk to a true trial lawyer, one that tries cases, if that lawyer is brutally honest, that lawyer will tell you that they probably won cases that maybe they didn't think they were going to win, or maybe they did better than they thought they would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a few that they probably lost that they really thought they could have won. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if I really like my client, maybe the case isn't the greatest, but I really believe my client. I really like my client, even though I know there's some pitfalls, because sometimes people have a lot of prior injuries. Sometimes the damage to the vehicles just doesn't look to be that bad. And some jurors tend to focus on those pictures more than the medical testimony, which isn't always fair, but some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it may be, sometimes, you know, I have a client that's just not articulate. You know, you don't pick your clients. They pick you.
Right.
But what if you get a guy that's just not that bright, not that articulate, but he's rear-ended, not his fault, and he is injured, but he has difficulty conveying that. He has difficulty And I've had people claim up in front of the jury. I've had people get on the stand to talk about the case, and you've talked to them and prepared them, and all of a sudden they just, it's like a deer in the headlights. They just freeze up in the middle of the trial, and sometimes that doesn't help the case a whole lot.
I think it's important to note one thing that's just sticking out in my mind is, you know, I see these billboards, I see the ads on television, I see these wacky commercials with all of this stuff that they've probably spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to produce. But as you're saying, that doesn't mean that they're board certified. It doesn't mean that they're an expert at all in civil trials and injury law.
Right, or it doesn't mean they even practice law. There's one that's Mr. Billboard. That's not even licensed in Florida. He's got billboards everywhere, and there's small print in the bottom of the board. He's required to put it, I am not a Florida lawyer. So-and-so is our host lawyer here in Pensacola, for instance. He's not even licensed in Florida. So forget the board certification. It's not even a Florida lawyer. And then there's another fellow that's got a lot of billboards and whatever, and they got pictures of him getting the suntan and all that, but hasn't really handled a personal injury case himself in decades. So other lawyers, you know, that you don't know the name of will end up with these cases. So in my law firm, it's me and my three sons. That's what you get. There's no, you know, so we don't have thousands of lawyers or thousands of offices and people you don't know. It's me, my three sons. And they are way ahead of the time. They've really, you know, it's like a duck to water as far as their practice of law goes. Mm.
I had a quick text in here. Somebody was curious to know if you've dealt with any vaccine cases or any medical malpractice cases due to vaccine injuries.
You know, I haven't. I got one client that had a whiplash. She was in the military. Mm-hmm. And then the military made her. She was an anti-vaxxer, but she had to. And she ended up with some neurologic lower body problems, and they were sending off to Mayo Clinic and all that. But I haven't done that. And I knew a doctor friend of mine, he finally recovered, but he lost all his strength in his upper body after a vaccine.
Wow.
And so forth. But I would say there's probably going to be lawyers that do that. There's,
right.
You know, we tend to be what we call single event lawyers, mainly car wrecks, slip falls, dog bites, but we don't really handle products liability cases.
Mm, okay. All right. There's so many different areas of law just inside injury law itself. And you had to take a second bar exam?
Well, yeah, the board certification was another. Just I had to go to Tampa.
Man.
Another, just like the bar exam to get board certified. Yeah. Mm.
And I wish I had more time, but I would love to get into the recommendations process, because you mentioned you have to get, you know, recommendations from people before you can become board certified. So that's interesting, too. I would love to know more about that.
Judges and fellow lawyers.
Wow.
And sometimes I have the opposition lawyers give me recommendations because they know that case with me. But no, we're out of time. This is Terrence Gross. My phone number at work is 850-434-3333, or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Mr. Gross, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.